your hands on them right there. Come on. And that's our theme for our program this Resurrection Sunday, April the 1st, 2018. Jesus lives. He is alive. On this last set, we heard Jonathan Wilburn with Calvary's Cross. Vital Worship was next with Hallelujah for the Cross. Legacy 5 followed with I Trust the Cross. Then we heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with the medley of the Old Rugged Cross and Thank You for the Cross. Just concluded the set with Bishop William Murphy III. Arise, you are good and alive. Amen. 10 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You're tuned to the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. And this is the Resurrection Sunday, April the 1st, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Our theme today, Jesus lives, he is alive. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's all because of his victory on the cross of Calvary, followed by his resurrection. The Richard Smallwood Singers here on Sounds of Praise, and this is one of my all-time favorites, Calvary.
Calvary.
Richard Smallwood and the Singers, Calvary. And this is Erica Campbell and The Question.
But he said, no man takes my life from me, but I lay it down voluntarily. So who killed Jesus? I guess nobody.
He laid it all down.
Erica Campbell here on Sounds of Praise with the question, who killed Jesus? Nobody. He laid his life down so that we might live. We might have forgiveness for our sin. Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Tasha Cobbs, Bishop Paul S. Morton Sr., Bishop William Murphy, and the pastor. And I do it again here on Sounds of Praise.
And who am I that you are thinking of me? He said, you are beautiful, my lovely creation. Can't take my yeah.
And this is our theme, Fred Hammond and Jesus Lives.
Come on, somebody say it with me.
In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are. Prior to that, we heard Fred Hammond with He Lives. And because Jesus is alive on this Resurrection Sunday, we can offer you the opportunity to come to Him and receive His full and free salvation. The Bible said that God so loved the world, that includes you, that whosoever shall call upon His name shall have eternal life. And so therefore, I'd like to lead you in that path. If you've never received Christ as personal Savior, this can be your day of salvation. Can't think of a better day than on April the 1st, 2018, Resurrection Sunday, for you to receive the eternal life that Jesus Christ alone can give. And if you repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, He will provide to you His great gift of salvation. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I am coming because I recognize I need that which You offer to the entire world, that which You attain in our behalf by all that You suffered even prior to the cross. And then on the cross of Calvary, You paid the penalty by saying, "It is finished." All that needed to be accomplished had been accomplished. And You gave Your life so that I might receive You this day as my personal Savior and Lord. So I'm surrendering myself to You and to Your control, asking You to fulfill Your promise in my life and make me the person that You created me to be. And now You saved me, delivered me from sin, so that I might live that life that will glorify and praise Your name and be a source of light to other lives as well. And I thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, "Lord, save me," and if you mean it, God's done it. God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I'm going to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time off for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And you can do that by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock, but you don't have to wait until then. You can call right now. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. And again, you can call while I'm on the air. 1-800-1855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please, don't put off for another day what you need to do today. For another day is not promised to anyone. And if you've given your life to Christ, and we pray that you have, you can join with Sean Mitchell and the singers and call God your God. God, my God, here on Sounds of Praise.
You are God. God, my God. Describe you. It's hard to exemplify your worth. Even I call you great, and there's nobody greater. But sometimes I just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security. Whoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength. Your name alone is strong.
6:40 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, April the 1st, Resurrection Sunday, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. On this last set, we heard Tasha Cobbs along with Bishop Paulus Morton Sr., Bishop William Murphy III, and Pastor Brian Pierce with I Do It Again, Fred Hammond with He Lives, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if so, please contact me so I can send you some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Christ. And our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636, or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And then we heard Vashawn Mitchell and the Singers with God My God. Now that you're saved, you can call him God. He is your God. And Vicky Winans just elaborated on that with What a Mighty God We Serve. Not only is he God of gods and Lord of lords, he is almighty. And he's also Christ the King. Anad J. Jefferson and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
We thank you for that grace that has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us? The King, yeah, my everything. I put my trust in you, Christ the King. Everything to you, oh, Christ the King, yeah, my everything. I give my life to you, Christ the King.
making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music. You tune to the Sunday, April the 1st, 2018, Resurrection Sunday edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our program this year is entitled Jesus Lives. And this is Fred Hammond, and commissioned from their reunion tour with King of Glory, here on Sounds of Praise.
Hit it! Get your hands together one time!
Oh, that's my game!
Understand you, or did I hear everything the right way? The situation you're going through is getting harder for you to face. Yeah, you say your family, hey, and your friends have left you hanging, hanging, hanging. Singing from the heart is where it comes from. Oh, for the King we are living, and in Him all things can be done. Believe in all things, and yet we know every battle He has fought, it's been a victory that He has won.
Remember what you have been taught before you